The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
You probably know this by now. We've been telling you about this for the last few weeks. But if you don't, I'm going to tell you again. On average, we spend 132 hours a year deciding what to eat. How about you just let the kitchen door by Polo Fields in Ann Arbor do the cooking for you tonight? Treat yourself and your family to fully prepared meals to go, like gourmet fall-off-the-bone ribs, southern fried chicken, or the kitchen door's signature fish and chips. Individual meals, meals for two or family four packs, all made the Polo Fields way. The kitchen door is located at the Polo Fields Country Club off of Zeeb Road, and curbside pickup is now available. To place your order, go to thekitchendoorannarbor.com or call 734-998-1555. That's 734-998-1555 or thekitchendoorannarbor.com. As I mentioned, we heard not only from Michigan running back coach Mike Hart, but also Michigan defensive backs coach, corners coach Steve Klingscale spoke to the media yesterday as well. So let's get the clink. Here is Michigan defensive backs coach, corners coach Steve Klingscale.
Coach, how well do you guys understand that you're only halfway through the season here, and how'd they come back after the bye week?
They actually came back pretty hungry. We thought we had the first couple practices were pretty good. You know, they're communicating really well. They're practicing hard, you know, and really, you know, I think that rest really helped them, and I feel like they look like what we expect them to, and we're going to continue to trend that way.
How do you evaluate the corners through the six games so far? Where have you seen them grow, and what do you feel like they need to do?
I think we need to make more plays out there, but I think we just need to let the game come to us. You know, we're doing a lot of different coverages, so they're not isolated as much as they have been. So teaching them the concepts, the formations, the concepts, teaching them our concepts, what we're trying to get done, has been really the biggest learning curve. And I feel like we're starting to trend to them understanding that a little bit better. But I like for us to continue to be aggressive. I think we're making tackles better. Okay. I think we need to stop letting the ball get over our head at times. And then have better eyes. I think across the board, from the nickel to the safeties to the corners, you know, when I'm in that meeting room and I'm coaching them up, it's eyes. You know, I stand on the offensive side and watch their eyes all the time, because we got to make sure we're looking at the right thing. And as this keeps going, you know, we keep, you know, pressuring people or playing coverage and giving them different looks, they're going to try to do different things to create easy, you know, like a gimmick play or something, kind of like what we had at Nebraska, a couple of those plays. And you can see our eye discipline wasn't what it needs to be.
Jamon had said yesterday that he feels comfortable going to you guys, and especially considering how much there is with the different coverages and such. What have you done to kind of foster that culture that they feel like they can come to you if they have any questions and they feel like they have input?
Really just being myself. You know, I play the game. I respect the game. I respect that coach-player relationship. There are times where you come close to that line as a coach and you get on them really hard. You got to understand, too, this day and age, you know, those young men, like, they weren't always coached like that at times. So you kind of got to find a balance per player. But as a group, I coach them hard, you know, but I also love them up. You know, we do a lot of things together. We're a tight unit. And they know I just want the best for them. You know, I want them to live out the dreams. I want them to get accomplished what they want to here. But it's not going to happen just because you want to do it. You got to put in the work. You got to execute your assignment. There's a lot that comes with it, you know, doing things well on and off the field. And they have the ability to come in and sit down and talk to me when you're just not feeling it today. You know, they go through it. You know, players go through it. Previous players, current players, you know, I talk to my guys in the NFL, talk to guys I've coached, I talk to the guys here. Like, at the end of the day, you got to build that relationship so they can feel that they can call on you to give them that incentive to get through that day, you know, win the moment. So I take pride in that, but that's really just being myself. I've kind of been like that my whole life.
We are not able to air any more of this press conference. If you want more, go to mgoblue.com. For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com. That was Michigan defensive backs coach, corners coach Steve Klingscale, meeting with the media yesterday. Great to hear from him. Also heard from Mike Hart earlier this morning. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, the recruiting roundup. In the 8 o'clock hour, the top dog of the week, Phil Martelli and Shaka Daly. In the 9 o'clock hour, the MGO Blog Roundtable. So obviously a lot still to get to here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor Cumulus Station.